What is up, everybody? So in this episode, I sat down with a good friend of mine, Cade Fuller. He's a podcaster and an entrepreneur. And we sat for a good 5-6 hours, roughly, and just discussed a lot of different topics. The actual episode isn't as long, but I think you guys will enjoy it. We got a pretty good buzz in the, in the process. So it's a good time. There's a lot of laughs. You know, we touch on some key issues that are going on in the world at the moment, and it's a good episode, so hope you guys enjoy. So, how do you feel about it, bro?
Man, it's just crazy times right now, man. Crazy times, all kinds of different shit going on. You got this virus that's going to kill us all. And then it goes, and then
the Mayan calendar.
And then Mayan calendar is about to was apparently wrong, and apparently all these scientists are Mayans now, and they know how to read the calendar.
Right, and we're gonna die next week, right?
And we're gonna die next week. So,
damn.
So do what you wanted to do, blow all your savings. We're gonna die next week.
Well, I'm gonna just continue to water my plants and
raise
my two human plants, my daughters. Yeah. What did you do this past weekend, bro?
Man, this weekend, I went, me and a buddy of mine, we went shooting. Have you ever been to a shooting range around here?
Not in Southeast Texas. So we would always go to a place called Hot Wheels in Houston.
Is that like an indoor shooting range?
No, it's outside.
It's outside? Man, yeah. I've been wanting
It's off 290 of Northwest Houston.
Yeah. Another business thing we need to talk about, off air is shooting range thing I'll talk to you about. But no, we went shooting at this place called, Dirty Harry's.
Yeah.
Emphasis on the dirty. Emphasis on the dirty. I've been there before.
Where's it at?
This get I think it's at, I guess it's considered Orangefield.
Oh, okay.
I'll pull up a picture. But this guy, so basically for the people who have not been there, Dirty Harry's is basically this guy's backyard, right? But he's a gunsmith. Like from what I've heard, he's really good at if you need something fixed, on your gun or repairs, anything. Yeah. He's really good at that. But the house needs to be condemned. this house is horrible. Let me I have a picture I'm gonna show you real quick. So before I show you this, so the picture I'm gonna show you is his garage, and it sucks for people that aren't listening, they can't see it.
I could always make the screenshot photo or the photo. His picture, bad bullshit number 5 with Dirty Harry.
Or just post on Facebook how we talked about Dirty Harry's, and then you can post this picture.
Oh, yeah.
So this guy's garage, it's at the guy's house. The gun range is his, I would assume, his backyard.
Yeah.
And if it's a gun range, it does the job. It's cheap. You can shoot all day for like $8, I think.
Damn.
But
fuck yeah.
This guy has a pile of
rapid fire
trash. No, I got in trouble for that. We'll get into that. So when you get to his house, there is a pile of trash in his garage that almost touches the ceiling. But what connects it to the ceiling is a layer of mold.
Oh,
dude.
Oh.
It is the most disgusting house you've ever seen.
This thing needs to be condemned.
It does. And there's also these cats that are clearly deaf walking around because there's people out there shooting guns all fucking day, and there's no, earmuffs or anything for these cats, and they just walk by like nothing's going on. These cats are clearly deaf. This guy's just look at this picture though. Look.
That's a fucking bro.
So that's his garage.
What?
That's his garage. Look. And so
you're not lying.
So you shoot like back over here.
Yeah.
Is where the shooting lanes are. But this is that's his garage.
Guys, what I'm looking at is a picture of a puzzle that hasn't been completely solved. It's just shit stacked on top of other shit. And it just looks like shit is in the wrong place.
No, that's like if somebody mixed two puzzles together in one box. That's
it looks like after eating some really bad seafood and you have to take a shit.
Yeah, it's a disaster. it's what some would call a disaster.
But just shooting guns, period, bro. It sounds like a lot of fun. I mean,
because
I haven't been so long, you know what I'm saying? So that sounds like what were you guys shooting?
I got I have a just a 9mm I have for the house, and he's got my buddy, he's got one too. And so we're just shooting out there just to get some practice in. And but mine is, because I have an issue that I can't just buy a 9mm for the house. I have to buy, I find one I like, and I just get like top of the line one.
Yeah.
Instead of just going for the cheaper option. I'm always like, well, it's only a couple $100 a month. Get the professional best one. Level. Yeah. And even though I don't need it. So my gun is called the name of it's actually called the Combat Elite. And this gun, like, so the reset point, which is like you pull the trigger and then where the trigger resets to where it's ready to shoot again, is so short that you can, as fast as you want to shoot this gun, it goes. It's going to go as fast as you want.
Ooh.
And I was trying to show him how fast, I was trying to show my buddy how fast I could shoot it. And they also, this is another thing. So it's just this guy's backyard. So he doesn't tell you any rules. Mm. He's like, it's $8. Do you want a target or you want to just shoot what's out there? And we're like, okay, we paid and got a target. And so I go out there. Doesn't give you any rules. I go out there and just start shooting.
You start shooting.
Just rapid fire. Just trying. And I was only doing it just to show how fast my gun was. And I'm going, you know,
like
shooting.
A fraction or some shit. Like, he, whoa.
And then he comes out and he's like, hey, man. You can't be rapid fire. And I'm like, okay, well, hey, I'm going to call fucking somebody to clean this mess up. I'm going to call somebody to report this mold problem you got if you don't shut the fuck up.
Clean up or shut up.
Yeah, dude. How about you get this mold out of here and I'll stop rapid fire.
Want to talk about some inhumane shit? It ain't my rapid fire. It's the fucking mold.
It's the fucking asbestos on these gun lands. Dude. It was fucking terrible.
Oh, God.
But yeah, like, it's
that's
just
funny shit.
It's like, it's like the Wild West of gun ranges out there. It's the fucking Wild West. But it was a fun time, though, man. And I have to talk shit because, and you know what? It's my best friend, and he would expect me. He knows it's coming. He knows I'm going to talk shit.
Yeah.
So my best friend, Landon Priscilla, is the one I went and shot with, right?
Oh, okay. Cool. Landon, yeah. Shout out to Landon. He just recently followed the podcast. I do appreciate it, bro.
Well,
I can thank you for that.
Sure. Don't give him too much credit, okay? he doesn't have your back in a gunfight. Let's just say that.
So damn, Landon.
Yeah, so we went out there to shoot. And I don't know, man. We were shooting it. I think it's like an 8-inch diameter circle. Not that far, man. Like, distance that you would encounter like a home intruder at.
Yeah.
This guy is so bad at shooting.
What?
He's bad.
A 9?
Landon
is a 9 as well?
A 9. Landon is so bad. I'm even speaking into the microphone now. Landon is so bad at shooting.
How are you bad at shooting with a 9mm?
Well, look, here's the thing. I told him, I said, look, if somebody breaks in, if somebody breaks in your house, ask them if they can give you 20 minutes for me to show up. Because if they won't do that, your whole family's dead. He is so
they'll
bad.
Ride down the street with you to the molded gun range so they can die.
Let the mold fucking kill. The mold would kill them before he would. Let's put it that way. His aim was so bad. Put it this way. If a sumo wrestler broke into his house, they're dead. But if Michael Phelps broke in, he's killing everybody.
Oh, damn.
Like, if somebody skinny broke in, it's a wrap. He's not killing anyone. Yeah.
Damn.
But it was a good time, though, man. It was good. You know, I haven't spent time with him in a while, so it was fun, man. We went, after that, we went fishing with my grandparents.
Yeah.
It's way too hot for that, but it was fun, man. It's a good time. Yeah. Good weekend.
Yeah, I haven't been fishing in a long time as well. I'm en route to coming to hang out. I always pass BC, Bird City, you know, and there's those, like, little just fishing spots on the way, you know, coming from Port Arthur to going
right by the bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I always see that and it always reminds me on how long it's been since I've fished. It's been at least 8 to 9 years.
Do you have fishing stuff? You have stuff to fish
with? Yeah, yeah. But
dude, I can take you to my grandparents whenever you want.
Yeah, we need to go, bro. So they got,
bring the kids
like,
out there.
On a lake.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a private pond over here in Little Cypress.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we can bring the kids out there, though. It'll be a good time.
But they'll definitely enjoy it, man. So, you know, we can proceed with our quarantining.
Yeah.
COVID-19, bro. COVID-19 in the world. What do you think is going on with it? This is one question I wanted to ask you. I'm so glad we waited until this. Do you think, like, the not necessarily the riots, but you think the protesting is sparking up the numbers again, or you think it's all bullshit?
I mean, you would assume that it's sparking up the numbers. I guess because so, because of the number of people and right, the congregating.
Yeah. Right. I got you.
This is one thing that makes me think it's hard to believe what the media, which it's always hard to believe what the media is telling you. But one thing it really makes
nowadays
me
nowadays is they reach too much.
They live off fear, but yeah, that's another topic. But one thing I saw was some new guidelines. And in the guidelines, it had, in the guidelines that I saw, I wish I remember all of them. The one that stood out to me was talking about protests. And I don't remember where this was, but it included protests. Yeah. And it said, protest no more than 100 people. And I was thinking, okay, so y'all are cool with 100 people. Y'all don't say how close they have to be to each other. Y'all just say 100 people is cool to protest. But then, I really wish I knew the numbers, because in it, right above it, it said bars or something at 25% capacity.
Yeah.
It was something silly. Like, the two, like, back-to-back, it contradicted itself. I mean, going back to your original question, I would assume it's going to spike the numbers, just getting that many people close together. But, I mean, I don't know what to believe. I don't know what to believe. I mean, apparently we're having a spike right now in Southeast Texas, but I don't know, man. I really honestly stopped paying attention to all of it, because it's what's going to happen is going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, and them saying limit the protest to 100 people, well, now you are taking away one of our rights, because we have a right to protest. So how you're going to start taking away our rights?
Yeah.
Well, that seems like y'all have another motive behind all this.
For sure, and I think that's the biggest problem. Like, I mean, what better way to spark an outrage in a nation than to highlight one of the biggest problems in that nation? Which in our nation, unfortunately, probably in a lot of nations, is like, you know, a racial issue. And like I told you off record, I really didn't want to get into it, but I mean, I'm willing to, you know what I'm saying? That's what it takes.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's what matters right now. And that it's such a sensitive, like, touchy subject. You know what I'm saying? But, like, it's what matters right now. You know?
Yeah,
I feel like
deal.
Right. I feel like we have to look at what's in front of us right now. And what's in front of us right now, besides this virus, is, you know, just, like, injustice and just racism and all, everything else that's going on. Everything else that's going on is it's racism, you know? We say that just to, like, lighten the punch, but that's what it is.
So. It is.
You know what I'm saying?
It is. And like we were talking about earlier, before we started recording, which I feel like it's important to get back into it, because I feel like we touched on some good topics, was everybody, no matter your race, everybody has a responsibility during this time.
Absolutely.
And I feel like, and I'll say it because I feel like I might take some heat for it, but so, like, white people's like, or a white and white person in this time, like, we have a responsibility to educate ourselves and don't just look at the black community or the Black Lives Matter movement and those and people in that community and look at them and say and like criticize what they're doing, criticize and without understanding. That's like for me from the get go, I went to a black friend of mine and started asking questions to be educated on it, and it's helped me understand this more than I taught right. me things I had no clue about.
Right, it showed you a whole different like perspective. Or,
right, because I didn't know.
Yeah,
I didn't know. So I can't. So for white people to speak out against it without being educated, it's kind of irresponsible.
Right.
That's why I'm saying. That's why my thing is you have everybody has a responsibility. White as in the white community, you have a if you. Don't understand the movement and are being critical of it, educate yourself. Ask right. questions.
Right.
Ask questions and learn what's really going on. And like I told you earlier, I think the black community has a responsibility to accept or notice progress whenever progress has came about. Like we were talking about they had a protest in Vidor.
Yeah.
Which we know Vidor has a terrible reputation.
Yeah.
But with Vida's reputation, they had a Black Lives Matter protest, and it went off without a hitch, no problem. The majority of the people were white, and it was great.
Right,
that's progress.
Right,
and that needs to be addressed.
And like you said, off record, like it's not instant gratification. This won't happen overnight.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So what we have to realize is, you know, we're making progress slowly but surely. With George Floyd's case, this was the example. Criminal or not, you know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck about what he did in the past, but, you know, his history or not, this example woke up the world. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It woke up the world for sure, you know? And, like, what I have to say, you know, just to, like, the Black community, my people, we got to, one, we have to stop putting ourselves in situations where, you know, we're getting, you know, where the end result is terrible. And what I mean by that is, be smarter than what you're working with. You know what I'm saying? You know, last week, John Doe just got shot down, you know, for being Black. Now that you're in this situation now, take that verbal abuse for 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Once you get out of that verbal abuse or harassment, drop your fucking ego. Once you get out of that, go home, research, because now you're going home to a beautiful wife and kids. Now you're able to go home. Go home and research what you need to do to get that bad apple out of his position. It's all about education and doing it on paper. We can scream and chant every day for the rest of our lives. Martin Luther King screamed and chanted until he died. Malcolm X screamed and chanted, got killed by one of our own. You have to educate yourself and change shit on paper. It's not hard. It's a very simple concept,
but it takes time.
It takes time.
And
it takes
that's what,
a lot of time.
That's what I've noticed a lot of with this Black Lives Matter movement. A lot of people, man, they want it to change, you know, overnight or, you know, this year or next year. It's not going to change that fast.
No.
And as much as, you know, people like you and me would want it to, we want it to change that fast, but it's not how it works, man. But You got to think, if these protests were happening now, these protests we have now, if they were happening 30, 40 years, even 30, 40 years ago, they're not going to go off as smooth as they are now. And that's progress. And that's what I'm saying.
But,
everybody in the Black Lives Matter movement has to recognize that we have made progress.
But they also, I feel like they also had a lot more patience back then, because what's fucking us up, our poison, white, Black, green, yellow, is the internet.
For sure.
Social media, you know what I'm saying? So
media in general.
I think what, like, just MLK alone, MLK, Malcolm X, you know, we talked about our record. You know, and Malcolm X is my guy. You know what I'm saying? We've talked about it. But, like, what they understood is they can like apply a message. It's gonna take time. You know what I'm saying? MLK understood that. You know, that they understood this concept. What we have a problem with now, what we're not understanding, is it takes time. Because we're so used to news being, as soon as something happens nowadays, it's in our face in the next 15 minutes.
And that's
it's on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, George Floyd's murder was live.
Yeah.
You know? It's instant. So, and, you know, like with, you know, bad shit happening instantly, we think we can respond and change shit instantly, and you can't change shit instantly.
No,
that takes time. Like, no matter how it happened or when it happened or where it happened, it's gonna take time to change that.
Right,
the way it happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's in bringing it back. You know, kind of going full circle. That's a responsibility. I think, I said everybody's got a responsibility during this time. I think that's a responsibility for everyone, no matter what age, race, sex. You know, whatever you are, that's a responsibility, is educate yourself. Everybody should be educated. Don't look at the media and see what's going on and take it for what it is.
Bro,
you can't do that.
That's the biggest.
Do your homework.
That's the biggest problem. You know what I'm saying? We can look at statistics. I had a guy on Facebook today tell me, you know, statistics of Blacks killing Blacks is way worse than white cops killing Blacks. I get all that. I told him, aside of statistics, the biggest problem is the fact that I get my news from, I told you and I told all my other friends this, I get my news from my friends. I get my news from Facebook friends.
Mm-hmm.
So what the media has realized is they have to reach now, you know, and it's been like this for years because people don't give a fuck about CNN on channel, whatever it is. We don't care about that anymore. We get our news from each other now, you know, because we have a phone. We can record. We can be a reporter if we want to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the media has realized is they have to reach. So they have to say and highlight white cop kills black male. Sometimes they say black boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes they don't even give us that much credit, you know? Right. But they have to say that because they know it sparks outrage. What people have to understand is the media makes more money off negativity than positivity. Like, you spoke on this on the last episode, our last episode together. Like, a puppy can get saved from a fucking burning building. And that's a story to me. You know what I'm saying?
Great story.
That's a great story, but no one cares about it because it's not...
Fear sells.
Right.
And that's what the media doesn't care about making you feel good.
They don't give a shit about that.
They don't care about making you feel good.
They care about putting fear in your heart.
Right. Well, they care about what sells. Because at the end of the day, they have to make a dollar. So they care about what sells. And what sells in the media is fear. Because how many times has this happened to you where a friend of yours or family member has seen an article that was something like crazy or has to do with COVID-19, and they send it to you like, oh, did you see this? And because rarely, more often than not, if somebody sends you a news article, it's not going to be a positive article.
No.
They're sending you something because it's something that maybe they think you should be aware of. And so they're like, oh, check this out. And it's always negative. It's always negative.
Always.
And that's why why I said it in the last episode we did together. And when I listened to it back, it kind of came off the wrong way when I said, like, I don't care about stuff. What I meant is, like, when it comes to stuff like that, when, like, about the media and stuff, I don't care. I just stopped listening to it because
you're tuning it out.
I tune it out. That's what most of us need to do. Right. It's not that I don't care. It's that I tune out the media because it's all going to be negative. And then if I see it and it's negative, the way my mind works, I'm not going to be able to shut it off.
Yeah.
And I have to do my research.
Yeah.
So then I go down, you know, 30, 45 minutes. I'm on my phone trying to figure out what's really going on. And it takes away from, you know, stuff that's really important to me. And so that's what I mean, man. Whenever I say I don't care about stuff, that's what I mean. I don't care what they have to tell me. Just leave me alone, man. Don't feed me this negativity and stuff to scare me.
This bullshit. Tell me with your bullshit tactics.
What they should do is what they should do to please me, since I'm so important to them. what they should do is just say, hey, coronavirus is going around. I'm going to say, cool, thanks. That's all I need. That's all the information I need.
Exactly, bro.
That's it.
Switching gears a little bit. Do you watch basketball? Do you follow basketball?
I've just started getting into it the past couple years.
I'm a fucking, if there's any sport besides tennis and Formula One that I watch faithfully, it's basketball.
Basketball. Sure.
So the 2021 season, it's not expected to take place in front of fans.
Uh-huh.
So supposedly it's supposed to start in July. We'll see how true that is.
Yeah.
I wanted to play this short bit by a reporter. Let's see if we can get it to play.
Okay. I wonder what that's going to do to the...
15 details are going to come
out. Let's see here. It says...
NBA restart in the next month. And the latest piece of information is a big one. According to the Athletics, Sean Strania, the league is planning to expand team rosters from 15 to equip to 17 players. Additionally, Strania reported the players have signed an NBA/G League deal, quote, this year or previous year will be available to sign as well. And the Clippers could... back some off Robert if they wanted to. Not only will it change a lot of teams bringing extra players on the ride, but it could end up giving core players spare time to rest. Each team will play 8 regular season games beginning as early as July 30th, but if a team is already locked into a playoff spot, which is something that will become pretty prevalent at the end of the schedule, those 2 additional players could make all the difference. So what does this mean for the LA Clippers? The team currently has all 17 roster spots filled. That includes 2-way players, Amir Coffey and Jonathan Motley. It would be easy for the franchise to travel as is to Florida with those 2 guys along with the ride, and it's not a bad idea. Coffey and Motley have each appeared in 13 games this season, and they've been just fine in their roles. Neither will earn meaningful minutes in the playoffs in the postseason anyway, but a throwaway game for the playoffs again is as good an opportunity for development as the other for those kind of guys. Ultimately, it would be a low-risk, low-reward situation. On the other hand, LA could scour the market and try to fill up on as much talent as possible. Crawford isn't an ideal fit, given Clippers' bench is already full of scoring-minded guards, but if the coaching staff is planning using whoever fills the final two roster spots anyway, it could serve as an opportunity for someone like Crawford to finally win that well-deserved championship. It's hard to say the most likely option here is. The reality is that hardly any of the players available will truly be difference makers for any teams involved in this playoff conversation. That said, it might not be a bad idea to turn on notifications for the NBA's top reporters in the event the Clippers do make a significant transaction in the coming weeks before the season begins next month.
So what he's basically saying is like that they rather fucking draft up some like some D-League ass players and pay them less money, you know what I'm saying, than to extend these contracts with these professional players.
And so are they talking about adding two people to the roster? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, they're gonna add two people, expanding the roster, but that also just like that also like sort of like downgrades like the current players' like salary. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that, I think it's a terrible idea. And
it's definitely terrible.
Well, so this is why I say that, and I'm not in the NBA or in the manager side of the NBA or the owners, so I don't understand all the numbers that they see. But to me, if you don't have fans, right, if you're playing not in front of fans, and then now you're adding these two players to get in, you know, for whatever reason you feel that they need to come in to maybe save you a couple dollars, you're sacrificing quality of play.
Right. Right.
So if you don't have fans that are coming, because this is the thing, when you pay to go to a game, if you're there, at that point you don't give a fuck if they put in the towel boy. You're like, look, I'm here. I've got drinks. I've already paid to be here. I'm just gonna stay.
Right.
But when you're watching it, and if the quality of play is shit, you're not gonna watch it.
No.
That's why the WNBA is where it is.
Right.
Because quality of play isn't there.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why. I mean, I'm sure these two players that they're going to add to each team won't get a ton of playing time, but to me it just seems like a like he said, a low risk, low reward.
Yeah.
It's I don't know, it doesn't really make sense why they would do that. I also saw that they're thinking about doing a, I think it was a 22 team tournament, basically. Mm. It's like a seeded tournament kind of. Or not a tournament, they do a kind of like a season with 22 teams, what? And then you get earn a seed for the tournament.
Well, I get the whole, you know, so like again, we got to be safe with this COVID shit. But I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, I have elders that are old, you know what I'm saying? I have people that are older, you know, in my life, in my family, that, you know, I look out for, you know, and you got to think about them. But for the most part, if you feel like you're vulnerable to COVID-19, stay at home. You know what I'm saying? My elders know this shit. So I'm saying all that to say this. Like, I feel like, you know, with the whole, you know, precautions that the NBA has taken, you know, without fans or any sport for that matter, I get you got to be safe. But at the same time, like, if we can't have fans in like a stadium or a coliseum, then we shouldn't have the season. The season shouldn't proceed with anything, because that alone will, that determines like the win or loss of the team, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? If you go to a basketball game and there's no fans, this isn't the UFC. You know what I'm saying? The UFC can do this. But like a basketball or football.
UFC goes through it too, though. Yeah, when they fight in a fighter's hometown or home country, they go through it too.
Yeah, you know, like with the Fighters Island, and what, you know, I get most of those guys are passionate. Mm-hmm. You're way more knowledgeable than I am on this. Most of those guys are passionate, you know what I'm saying? So they're going in there, they're ready to just kick some ass. I get that. But like with basketball or NFL or any other sport, the fans, but I feel like they really hype you up. You know what I'm saying?
So you feed off. That's where
you feed off that energy.
That's where the momentum. That's energy. The momentum too. Whenever
what do they call when you get the crowd Seattle, behind you? The Seattle Seahawks.
The 12th man.
The 12th man, dude. That's the fans.
Yeah.
You know, like that's that, and they win a fuck ton of games off that. You know, I told you off record. One of my favorite sports is Formula One. I mean, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like being in a car, you know what I'm saying? You, the only people you have in your ear
is your team.
Is your team.
Right.
So I understand you can't hear the fans. And that sport, you know, or NASCAR, I get that. But like for every other sport, you know what I'm saying? Like you need fans. We need fans. I'm a huge basketball head. Yeah,
any team sport.
We need any team sport. You need fans.
But from what I've seen, all the NBA, I think it's going to be all in Orlando. If I'm not mistaken, I think they're trying to do this season just in Orlando. And so you're really not going to have, unless the Magic is in it, you're not really going to have, even if you had fans, you're not really going to have a home field or home court advantage, I guess you should say. But I don't know. They're trying to do some weird stuff. It's just a weird time seeing all this. To me, I'm such a sports guy. That's whenever all this COVID stuff seemed real to me is when they started canceling sports and stuff. I was like, I was like, this is like something we've never seen before.
That's crazy. That's crazy because that's when I realized it was real as well.
Right.
When sports started getting and also we're both big into music concerts.
Yeah.
Like festivals, you know what I'm saying? Like
Coachella was canceled.
Coachella gets canceled, bro.
Yeah, you know how many hippie white girls just cut their wrist to that? To that announcement?
And their 3 Series BMW.
Oh, dude. That their daddy paid for.
A cabriolet.
They just did a little Molly and just fucking went to town. But
Valley retarded business.
It's weird, man. It's a weird time. But see, you know what's crazy? Is the NFL is from what I've heard, is that they are going off. They're going to have their season, and they're going to have fans. Not it's gonna be limited fans.
Yeah,
but so they're not gonna fill the stadium.
Is it in select states or?
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure if they're gonna. I'm sure they're gonna avoid some states.
Yeah,
you know that's how they're gonna do. But
yeah,
so they can come to Texas. We're in Texas. We're partying.
Well, see, down that's here. The thing. You know, just reverting back a little bit. Supposedly, like cases are spiking in Texas.
Especially Southeast Texas right now. Apparently, it's a big deal right now.
I actually had an article on Houston. You know, so supposedly Houston's supposed to be going back to like a lockdown, but I don't know. Like, I don't know how true that is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I saw a few articles, but like you said earlier, there's so many not necessarily false stories, or there's so many stories that are just reaching so much. I don't know what's real and what's fake anymore.
I know. And see, that's why it's like I've started just to ignore it. I'll look at news and look at media and I'll get the gist, and then I kind of shut it off. Because if I don't, I'm going to drive myself crazy and I'm going to do a ton of unnecessary research and then...
Yeah.
It's not going to do them any good. But I did hear that Houston is possibly going to go into another lockdown, which I don't understand.
So according to this article, it says Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo and Mayor Sylvester Turner on Thursday, I guess this was last Thursday, revealed several measures of the city is considering and including possible reopening of a previously unused hospital, which was established at a football stadium. Governor Greg Abbott ultimately has authority of that moment to impose any such measures, but the city still can't advise the governor to see the pandemic returning. The main measure that Hidalgo and Turner discussed was to recommend that residents stay at home except for essential travel, such as work, medicine, and groceries. Hidalgo urged residents not to be in frequently public places or spaces such as bars and clubs in the meantime. Basically, what this lady and the mayor is saying is that we should probably continue to stay at home. And this, you know, this it's like despite the, you know, they literally just told us that everything could go back to certain percentages. It went from like 25 to 50 to 75, you know, and now it's just like, fuck all that, you know.
Well, see, there's
so many mixed messages.
Like, there's some comedians that that came to Houston recently, and they came, did shows, went out to eat at restaurants, everything was fine.
Yeah.
And they went back, everything's fine. I don't understand why you're taking a step back whenever when the statistics show that if you're under, I forgot the age group, but if you're not a senior citizen, you're fine.
You're fine.
You're fine. It's less than a 1% chance. You're more likely to be struck by lightning.
Yeah.
And I forgot that. And not just like, it's like multiple, you're many times more likely to be struck by lightning than you are to die from COVID.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't understand why we would take steps back whenever we have more information now.
Because that's exactly what we're doing. We're backpedaling. Right. They went from, and I literally followed Turner from the beginning, the mayor. He took multiple precautions, fine. And then, you know, he straight up said, like, you can go to 25%, 50%. You know, now we're good. You know, everything's cool. And now it's like he's saying, you know what, continue to stay at home. What the fuck does that mean? What percentage are we going back to? Zero?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Like,
I don't understand because
it's mixed messages.
I completely understand when this first came about and people, you know, they didn't know what was going on. And so they're making these rash decisions. They're saying, oh, stay at home. Mm-hmm. And, they were telling everybody to stay at home. Don't go breathe air outside. Don't touch anything. Like, they're like freaking out. I get that because people are unaware. We're so far into this now.
Yeah.
There's so much information out there. Why are we taking backward steps? Now we should be able to give clear information. Like, if you're 35 and under, go about your day like it's a normal day.
Right.
Don't wear a mask in the car. You look like an idiot. Don't wear gloves in the store when you pick out your groceries because that doesn't make any sense.
Oh, man.
If you're 35 and under, just go about your day.
The people that are, bro, the people that wear the mask in the car.
Oh, like, my God.
I don't understand. I don't get it.
They're the same. The people that wear the, mask in the car are the same type of people like that lady that was yelling at that Asian woman at park. They don't know what the hell is going on. They just do what they see. They just do what they think is right. And it's so off.
Bro, I guess it was TMZ. They named this lady SoCal Karen. So what it is look, we'll play a short clip. This lady is fucking insane.
Give an explanation first to what happens.
So what happens before I play this video is this lady fucking, she looks like just some racist lady. I can't even give you her ethnicity. But she's just been racist to any other race, period. There's in this first clip, there's a lady just doing exercises in California, on a stair step. She's doing her exercises. She looks like she does it every day. She looks pretty fit. And this old ass lady, she's gotta be like 55, 60. She bumps into the lady. And she starts talking shit to this little lady that's doing her exercises. This is the second, like, instant. Like, there was another one. She bumps into this guy. He was parking. Another Asian guy. She's been targeting Asian people for some reason. He's parking, and then she gets out of her car. She starts talking shit to him, telling him to go back to his country. All kinds of crazy shit. It's crazy. I can't imagine what she said to a black person.
All right, let's see what she says.
Let's see what she's talking about.
Let them hear it first. And we'll dive in on this lady.
Great. Did you just make a racist comment?
You know what? I am not a racist person.
You just made a racist comment.
You need to go home.
I am from here.
Look at. Go home.
I am here from here.
Go home. I don't care about your Facebook or your video.
Do you know how many people can't stand you being here?
You play games. We don't play games.
Oh, what kind of game are you playing?
I play games where you get fucked to death.
Oh, okay. Well, great. Let me take your card. Let me get your number plate, too.
You can't wait.
Great. So this lady,
I'm calling,
just made a racist comment. I can't afford this.
You are going to go to real jail now.
Okay, you are.
Kind of man.
I think you're going.
Listen to this fucking lady.
Respect people. Lady.
Understand your language.
Respect, lady.
Respect, and you move your car. You're way too close. Get away from me.
There you go. You don't even know how to park the car. You don't even know. There you go.
You know who my family is? Do you know who your family is?
They get the gist.
She's disgusting, bro. She's fucking disgusting.
This is how I know there's a God. Because God has never put me in a situation where a fucking 65-year-old woman in a muumuu has called me out in a park over some shit like that.
Did you hear what she was talking to the Asian?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Just the most stereotypical Asian accent you can imagine. Yeah.
But do you want to know what her government name is? Lena Hernandez.
Well.
I mean, I get it. You know, it doesn't matter what. But goddamn, lady.
I mean, fuck. What is this thing? I don't understand. And this is what we were talking about off record, and we'll bring it back up. I don't understand why anyone, period, no matter the race, age, sex, anything. I don't understand why anyone cares enough about somebody's
skin color.
Yeah, the way some, or just like in that video, the way that guy's parking, or the girl's workout video, where she's going off on.
Yeah, that particular video that I just played, that was the guy parking.
Right, right. Yeah. You didn't play the workout video.
It was a similar thing.
Very similar. I don't understand why you would call out anyone. Oh, they're not hurting anything. Do you remember the video a while back? I don't remember where it was at, but it was some white lady, of course, raising hell about this little girl that had a lemonade stand.
Yeah,
because she didn't have a permit.
Yeah,
I was like,
that was a child.
Yeah, a child. A little girl had a lemonade stand. She called her.
Or did you see the video of there was one lady? She's going off on this girl, and the girl slaps the fuck out of him.
No, but I...
this is recent as fuck.
I approve. I saw it, but I didn't watch the video. I saw the article about it.
Yeah. The girl slaps the shit out of the lady.
In the middle of the store. As she should.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have slapped her ass, too.
Yeah. And this is what we're... this is what we were talking about before we started recording, is... I'm white, so I can say this. Hey, white people. Why are we the ones always raising hell about this little shit? That was like some white lady right there raising hell about this guy parking, raising hell about a girl workouts.
She could have been Hispanic. Her name was Lena Hernandez.
Right. Well, she looked very white. But so you got this lady raising hell about the people working out on the steps, the guy parking, and the little girl with the lemonade stand. That term, like calling somebody a Karen, the people that want to speak to the manager, is so fucking true.
It's so funny too.
It's so funny, but it's so true. It's always fucking white ladies with this short ass haircut because it's easier to maintain. That's why they get it. That are raising hell about the dumbest shit.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't understand where that comes from. I don't have that in me. I don't have that in me to hate my neighbor right here. They had a lemonade stand the other day.
What?
Yeah. And this little girl was gonna charge. Look, this little girl's a hustler, okay? Because the mom that helped them set it up told them to charge, I think it was 50 cents or $1 per cup or whatever, something light, We came up and stopped, and I was like, oh, how much is it? I didn't have any cash on me. And she said, one of them was like, $5 a cup.
Damn.
And I was like, I know, and I was like, damn. But, you know.
Got some alcohol and that lemonade.
I know, y'all got a liquor license? What's going on? But I was like, man, you know what? I'm going to go get some cash anyway, I want to encourage them. I'm going to go get some cash. We'll make it happen. It's $5. It's okay. And then I came back, and I was like, how much? And the mom was outside, and she was like, $1. And I was like, hey. This little girl just told me $5. And I was going to pay it. Like, this little girl is slick. But, man, I would never, like, they just had a limb they said. I just don't consider
right, I just don't understand the concept of going out of your way to make someone else's day bad. Like,
especially if it's not hurting anything.
She went out of her way to make their day shitty.
Yeah, especially if it's not hurting anything. Like, the lady's working out, the guy's parking or something. He was parking,
and I think he parked. I don't even think he parked wrong. He just parked.
He just parked next to the wrong person?
Right. He parked in a parking spot that maybe she wanted to park in. So she fucking, like, started jumping down this man's throat. Like, I don't know.
Well, before we get off topic, look. I said this earlier before we started recording. And I think it's, you know what? It's not going to be as good as the first time I said this, but. Yeah. It needs to be said. There's some things that white people need to stop doing. One, we need to stop raising hell about these Karens. We need to stop raising hell about stuff that does not affect them. Yeah. Leave it alone. Leave the lemonade stands alone. Leave the workouts alone. Like, calm down. Also, white people need to stop fucking with wild animals. I don't know what the deal is, but that is a white person's game, is to fuck with a wild animal.
So, off record, Kate said this shit, and I, like, damn near died. I almost choked on my Heineken, because the shit's so fucking funny.
Because it's true, though. It's true. Wild animals is a white person's game.
That's funny.
And I don't understand what compels us to do this.
I guess it's funny because it's true as fuck.
It is so fucking true. That's a message. That's a PSA, white people across America. Stop fucking wild animals. Leave that shit alone.
Man, so, I mean, I get that we're, like crawling out of quarantine and shit.
Yeah.
What have you been doing the past time? Man, I know, you know, you just told me you guys were out shooting and everything, so.
Shooting, that sounds like fishing, a lot of man. Just find anything.
Find right? anything to pass time?
Yeah, whenever my girl's at work, really, I stay off my phone, and me and my son play video games, man. He's at the age now where he's super into video games.
Yeah.
So, whatever game he wants to play, and me and him are just into video games. And then, other than that, whenever she's off, we just find something to do, man. Go hang out by the, go fish, swim.
You guys get on Netflix and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah. Man,
that's watching right now.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. I got to know.
Dude, I know. I told you. I wanted to tell you about this. So, this is an older documentary that I watched. It's been out long enough. So, have you watched Abducted in Plain Sight?
Yeah.
You watched it? Oh, shit.
Man, that little weird-ass old dude.
Okay.
That's a weird motherfucker.
No, fuck the old dude that was the old guy that was the bad guy.
I felt bad for the weird old guy that sucked dick for his family.
So...
If y'all haven't
seen Abducted in Plain Sight by this at this point, it's over. I'm about to spoil it for you. So is this the most gullible family of all time?
Bro, the whole family got fucked.
The most gullible family of all time. So the guy kidnaps the daughter, right? Before he kidnaps the daughter, he tells the dad, "I'm lonely, my man. My wife isn't taking care of me."
So the dad sucked a dick.
So the dad sucks his dick, and then I think more happened because he says that he engaged in a homosexual relationship with. Right. I'm sure they ended up having sex, and then the dad just,
only in America.
So yeah, and of course they're fucking white to trust somebody that. To trust somebody that much. He's like, "Oh, you need to hang out with my daughter in the basement alone for your therapy? Go right ahead.
It makes me think that maybe this guy was like a Ted Bundy. You know how he was? He's
charismatic. And, right. Yeah,
he convinced everybody to fucking do anything for him. Like, maybe. I don't know. That's not justifying the dad sucking the dick.
No, that's a good point. That's a good point.
But that, he's a charismatic guy.
That's a good point. You want to see how that goes?
Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah. You want to see how that goes if this is my house? Ask me to hang out with my son alone.
Hang out with your son alone.
Go fuck yourself. Get out of my house.
Speaking of Jeffrey Epstein, did you watch Please tell me you watched the documentary.
I started to watch it. I kind of lost it. It's only like four parts. Yeah, I kind of lost it.
It's honestly, I mean, you get the gist. You ain't got to watch all of them.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I stopped. I get it.
They had Bill Clinton. They had Chris Tucker in the fucking... Chris Tucker was on the plane with him. Chris Tucker. Bro.
Right. They shouldn't have put that in the documentary. Well, no. Don't throw these other people on the bus.
My whole thing is it was cliffhangers. Like, I'm not going to spoil the documentary for people that ain't watched it yet, but I'm going to spoil the documentary for people that ain't watched it yet. It was a lot of cliffhangers. So all they did was they showed a lot of pictures, like one picture of like potential predators. That's it. Then it showed multiple. Chris Tucker, Bill Clinton. Who the fuck else was in it? Donald Trump. A lot of people. A lot of people were in that documentary.
But I didn't see that far.
Yeah. They start off with massages and shit, but they they end up with, you know.
You ever try to get a weird massage like that?
You know how they end up.
You ever try to get a weird massage like that from somewhere?
No, never.
This is way up. No?
No. Nope.
We thought about it on a bachelor party one time.
No.
Yeah. Me and a buddy of mine, we left. We were at a bar, and everybody was drinking. This was in the middle of the day. Everybody was drinking, and we were hungry, so we left. And there was, like, this little, like, kind of shady massage parlor.
Yeah.
Right next to the Chipotle we were at.
Was it one of those massage parlors that you walk in, it's dark as fuck, and you gotta like ring a bell?
No, we didn't go in.
Oh, okay.
We didn't go in, but we sat there and we talked about it. We're like, dude, should we go in this motherfucker and see?
Absolutely.
See, you know they have a they have a website to find those places.
Yeah.
It's called Rub Maps. You go on Rub Maps and
let's. No. I've never heard about Rub Maps.
Dude, you get on Rub Maps.
It's all about Google.
And it lets you. No. You go on Rub Maps and it lets you know what places will give you the extra for a little extra. And, dude. But we went. We thought about it. We turned it down. We decided not to.
Fuck that.
Yeah, we were like, it's probably not the best idea, you know. That's the last call we want to make is on a bachelor party. Call our girl and be like, hey, can you come bail me out? We're trying to get a hand job from a little Taiwanese girl. So we didn't do it. But
maybe that's the solution to the world's problems. Maybe everybody just needs a massage. You get a happy fucking ending.
Yeah.
If you're going to go anywhere for all this shit, though, I'm going to tell y'all, first and foremost, go to Houston.
That's where we're at. We're in Houston.
Go to Houston.
We're in Houston. We thought about
it. Get a massage and get a fucking happy ending and a shady ass massage parlor. I'm telling you.
Hey.
That'll kill all racism. That's the cure to racism.
Hey, if you're feeling down, just go to one of the strip clubs out in Houston. I've never been to like I went to Treasures. We went to Treasures.
Ooh, you probably spent some money. What about Centerfold?
Hey. Almost no. We just went to Treasures one night.
What about? You ever been to Dreams?
I've been to the strip club once.
It was Treasures.
It was just Treasures. I only went there one time. That was the only strip club I've ever been to.
You gotta go to Dreams. Dreams got the best chicken wings.
No, we went to Treasures and it was a disaster.
Why?
I've never been before. I've never been to a strip club before. But I went with a bachelor party, and I kind of knew from the get-go that if I was a part of the bachelor party, they were going to try to fuck us somehow and charge us.
Oh, absolutely, and charge you.
I knew that, and we sat down, the girls, you know, of course, swarmed us because we're a big party of guys, and so I sat there, and I took my time, and I picked one. You know, I was like, you know what? I'm not sticking with you guys. I was like, because we made a deal. We made a deal. We're going to go to VIP. No matter what it costs, we're going to VIP. It's a bachelor party. Let's do it right.
Yeah.
And so she asked me if I wanted to dance. We went and did the dance. And then she said she wanted to go to VIP or wanted to go up. I forgot how she said it, but she wanted to go up. We need to pause. And so we went up. I asked her, I was like, how much? And so she said it was $100 for the hour and then $150 for the bottle of champagne or something like that. And I was like, I was like, look, me and my boys made the agreement, let's go. So I told her, like, all right, let's go. I left my guys behind. And so we go up there, you know, we're having a good time. The guys are coming up. I hear all them coming up. We stay separate. Well, this shows how naive I am. So I didn't know I've never been to a strip club before. So we're sitting there. She's doing a dance. She starts, like, you know, kind of rubbing on my dick and stuff. And then she, like, grabs my belt and starts undoing it. And I'm like, okay, maybe this is part of her routine. I'm just going to let this slide. And so she, like, undoes my belt. And then keep going. She's dancing. And she, like, undoes my butt. And I'm like, well, this is getting a little far. I'm going to see.
You kept it going.
I just was because I'd already paid.
Oh, no.
And hey, I didn't know how. Man. I didn't know.
Hey, by all means, my man.
I didn't know. Man. So we're sitting there. She undoes the zipper and all stuff. I'm like, oh, God. I'm sitting there thinking to myself, like, I can't even enjoy it at this point because I'm sitting there thinking, like, this is a little far.
Yeah.
For
or in too deep.
I'm like, this is deep water for a strip club. Like I said,
we're in deep.
I've never been. I don't know what to expect.
Right. So, I got to remember that.
Yeah, I've never been. So I don't know what to expect. So I'm trying to give this. I'm nice. I'm trying to give this girl the benefit of the doubt. At this point, literally, we've probably spoken, you know, 30 words to each other. We barely talk. I don't even know her stripper name.
Damn.
Boy, yeah.
Cinnamon.
I don't know her stripper name. Nothing. And so then she's like, she wants to go to this extra section, like, there's, like, extra stairs in there. You go to, like, another VIP section. And I was like, well, hold on. How much is this? And she was like, for you, 50. And I was like, oh, 50? That's a deal. And I was like, what else? I said, do I need to buy a bottle? What?
Yeah, that shit usually, like, 200.
Exactly. And so that's what I was like. I was like, okay, so this is going good. So I'm like, okay, I'm in $400, $100 for the first dance, $250 to get to VIP, $50 to get to the second level. I'm good. I'm in $400. That's fine. And so we're up there, and I, like, walked up there like a fucking doofus with my belt undone and shit, just walking past people. I didn't give a shit. I was like, whatever. Let's just see. I'm at a bachelor party. This is fun. At this point, all the guys are up there too, but they're in the lower level of the VIP. I'm in the upper. Like, you take, like, three steps up. Okay, so we're in the other section. It's like three steps up, whatever. Three steps down from there, whatever. Well, so we're up there, and I'm like, all right, fuck it. I don't know why I paid $50 to go three steps up, but whatever. So we're in this other section. And she's like, she's like down there, like, just like getting her face by my dick and everything. I'm like, man, I don't know what's going on at strip clubs. I thought I was supposed to sit around a stage and throw some ones or something. And then she, like, comes up and, like, whispers in my ear. She's like, I think I want to suck your dick.
And I'm like, you think or you know?
I'm like, huh. And she says that real fast, and she, like, moves down, and she's like, starts dancing and doing her thing. And I'm like, she didn't give me time to respond. I'm just sitting there like, well, no, you can't do that. And then so my pants are already undone. She, like, this is so fucked up. But she, like, grabbed my waistband and, like, went to, like, grab it and, like, pull it out. And so I, like, grabbed her hands. I was like, whoa, whoa. I was like, no. I was like, I'm not doing that. And she's like, dude, like, she's clearly been rejected before because she's like, okay, and just, like, fucking kept going, like, no, like, literally, like, she didn't just try to molest me. She's like, okay, whoop, and just kept fucking.
She was cool with
just
the
cool and kept going.
Yeah,
and so
she's been rejected before.
Oh, that's her go to move is to tell somebody, I think I want to suck your dick.
The hesitation.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I mean, right.
Bitch, you think or you know.
Yeah, she was trying to get some extra money.
Either or,
and then. Well, so here's the thing. So I rejected her, and she's dancing or whatever. And then she tells me, she's like $400, and I'll suck your dick. And I was like, I'm good.
$400.
$400 extra. So she was trying to charge me an extra $400. I've already spent $400. She's trying to charge me an extra $400. An extra $400 just for a blowjob. I was like, I don't think so.
Absolutely.
I'll go back to that fucking massage parlor and try to see what's going on. But
yeah, bro.
She knew the game, but so it was a disaster though, because all that happened. It was uncomfortable kind of after that. Well, my phone's blowing up in my pocket. And, you know, she's dancing, so she can feel it. And she's like, you might want to check your phone. So I pull my phone out, and I look, and I have 18 messages in the group, in the bachelor party group message. And all of them are like, where's Kay? Kay, where are you at? We're about to leave. Where are you? And so I'm like, oh, fuck. And then she tells me, she's like, you might want to check on your friends. And she, like, pointed to the lower section of the like VIP or whatever.
Yeah.
So I, like, look over, and all the guys are, and it's, like, a big group. And it you know what it looks like when somebody's, like, in an argument?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, shit. And so, like, I fix my pants or whatever, or, like, you know, put my fucking buckle back on. Yeah. And then I run down there. I'm like, hey, what's going on? They're like, dude, these bitches are trying to rob us. And exactly what I thought was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
They started trying to charge extra stuff because there's so many guys all together. And so they're trying to, like, put charges
take
here.
Take advantage of the situation.
Dude, they take advantage of it.
Right.
And
That's all of them.
Yeah. And
all
so,
the strip clubs.
And so the buddy who was actually his bachelor party, he was about to fight one stripper because, you know, hey, strippers are gangster.
Yeah.
The majority of them are gangster.
Yeah.
Especially when they know they have those bouncers to have their back.
Yeah.
Dude. So he's about to fight. Well, he's like acting like he wants to fight one of them. And then I end up calming it down. I'm like, well, let's just pay and get out of here.
What a lot of people don't realize, or like, even like more so, like a lot of rappers never realized, like back in the day, like I'm talking maybe 2-3 years ago, is they would brag about like spending tens of thousands of dollars on at strip clubs, right?
Mm-hmm.
At Magic City in Atlanta,
yeah,
or Dreams in Houston, or Centerfolds, any of these strip clubs. They brag about spending tens of thousands. What they didn't realize is they were getting finessed the whole time. Tax-free money.
You know what I'm saying? It's cash.
But now it's cash, exactly. But now, even like Young Jeezy, he was probably one of like Atlanta, not just one strip club in Atlanta. Most of Atlanta's like top contributor. Like he fucking donated so much. I say donate because that's what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
Just dishing out cash. He donated so much money to these fucking strip clubs. You know what I'm saying? But what he realized, and he'll tell you in his latest interviews, is he wasted money. Now he's putting that $10,000, $15,000 in real estate, you know, in little projects or whatever. Project homes. Add that to the next $30,000 you got, $45,000 now, you know, and put that in a small little house, something. A little complex, you know? Just be an owner of some sort. And now he knows that. So now he's doing other things.
I get why. Dishing
out money in a strip club.
Right. I see why, like, lonely, like, old guys, like, go in there and, like, they like, become regulars and stuff. I get it, dude. They, like,
I mean, you feel special as fuck in
a
strip club.
You feel like you're the fucking man. But that's their shit.
They're right, and that's the same thing with like a fucking, I mean, Twin Peaks in Beaumont, Texas. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
You go to Twin Peaks, you go to fucking...
Hey, look. You can see some of those girls' C-section scars, though, so you...
but like Twin Peaks in Beaumont, Texas, or like also just local pubs, I won't name any specific pub, but a lot of local pubs in Beaumont, you go there, you feel super special.
Yeah.
You make this connection with a particular bartender,
yeah.
You're gonna feel like a man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
also, we had a buddy that was with us at that bachelor party who was from the Netherlands.
Yeah.
And he, we thought, we're like, yeah, we're gonna show him a good, we're gonna really do it up and show him a good time. And here's the thing: where he lives in the Netherlands, he is, I always get these two switched, but I think he's 30 minutes from Paris and 2 hours from Germany, like a big city in Germany. I forgot what it is. That might be flipped, but he was telling us, he's like we're like asking him like, yeah, what'd you think or whatever. And he's like, oh, dude, for $30 you can go to the red light district. And fuck any girl you want for $30. I was like,
what?
And that's legal?
That's real?
Well, my bachelor party's in the Netherlands. Because, no, but, yeah, we thought we were going to show him a good time. And then the funniest part after that was when we got back to the hotel room, everybody was talking about we were like trying to figure out what happened, how we got finessed at the strip club. And they're like, dude, you disappeared. Where'd you go? And I was telling them what happened. I was telling them, I was like, I left y'all because I knew they were going to try to screw us like that. And I wasn't going to get, you know, screwed out of a bunch of money. And cause everyone there, everyone got charged. Everyone paid at least $800. And the best man of the group, I think he ended up paying like $1,800, $1,600 in there. I mean, he had to call his credit card to tell him, like, yeah, this is me spending this. And it was bad. But the funniest part, we got back to the hotel room, and we were talking about it, and they were like, oh, that girl liked you. I was like, oh, no, she's a stripper. And they're like, oh, yeah, what was her name? I was like, Mariah. And they're like, no, that's her real name. And I was like, no, dude. Shit. I was like, what was y'all stripper's name? They're like, Rose.
Cinnamon.
Yes, Rose, Cinnamon, Venus.
Tabletop.
And they said, tell me again what your stripper's name was. And I felt all guilty. I was like, Mariah. And they're like, yeah, that's her real name, dude. You should have paid that $400.
I can add so many last names to that.
But so funny.
I'm not going to do that on record.
No.
I'm going to make you laugh when I tell you the last names I can add to that off record.
Yeah. I want to know. Oh, funny.
Yeah, man.
That's a hustle, though. It's a hustle being... Man, those girls bro, have it down.
They be on some gangster shit, bro. For real, for real.
Yeah.
I want to know what's going on with, like, strippers during COVID-19. Like, you know? How are they dealing right now? You know?
Dude, we need to call...
And to call one, like, maybe we should make that an episode where we call one, like, during the podcast, and fucking ask them that exact question, if there's even
how
any strippers.
How it's changed.
Like, are y'all fucking wearing hazmat suits when y'all go up and down and shit on a pole? I don't know.
I don't know how a mask would make me feel. You know, that's not exactly a turn on for me, a mask in my face.
Oh, man, like I told you off record, bro, 8:46 by Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, you gotta tell me about this.
So it's on YouTube. It's on YouTube for sure. I'm not sure if it's on Netflix, but it's on YouTube, and it's basically Dave Chappelle talking for 30 minutes, and he's got some funny moments. He's got a lot of funny moments, but you know, it's him being completely serious. I think this is the utmost honest and serious Dave Chappelle you'll ever see. He just talks about police brutality, you know, and what's happening. And he puts you in the light of George Floyd, like, that no one else has ever put me in. So when I heard him tell the story the way he saw it or perceived it, it gave me chills, you know. And this isn't I'm a black man, but this isn't as a black man. He made me really sit back and think, you know, like it. Dave Chappelle's brilliant. He's a genius, you know? So,
yeah.
It made me think on fucking, you know, solutions to 2020 bullshit. Yeah, that's what it made me think about. Like, you know, with watching his special, you know, and just the conclusion, if you will, to 2020's bullshit. I don't know, man. Honestly, my whole opinion on it right now is, the question I ask myself is, how do you spark outrage within a nation? You broadcast the utmost thing that fucking makes people go crazy. And the thing that makes people go crazy in this country is a racial thing. White cop kills black boy or black dude. Sometimes they give us the credit of dude. Most of the time it's black boy. But you put that in the media, right? It makes us go crazy. You know? And if that makes us go crazy, you know, and they understand that, they're going to continue to do that. We had COVID-19, right? We had the virus. And then they hit us with this. So that means we're going to have a second wave of the virus, right? If you don't know it, if you don't know I'm right, you can't say yet. But if you know I'm right, you're going to say yet. What I mean by that is they can blame the second wave on what? Rioting and protesting. So stop being so naive. Stop watching the news and like read books.
They
like,
said there was going to be a second wave though before this before George Floyd's murder happened.
Of course,
they already predicted.
But who's they at this point? The masses. You know what I'm saying? They said there's going to be a second wave because they predict the future by creating the future. They're going. You can kill a black person, spark outrage, and then blame the second wave on that outrage or the you know what I'm saying? Like the outcome of what happened for killing whoever it was. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what's happening, and people fail to realize that. That's our biggest problem, you know? It sucks, but we just have to... We have to educate ourselves and stop letting the government take control of our minds. You know, that's all it is. You know?
That's what I was saying earlier. That's the bit, I think, going back to what we were talking about earlier, I think everybody's got a responsibility to...
Absolutely.
You got a responsibility to yourself to be educated. Don't just take what they give you and be like, oh, these are the people who are going to tell me what I need to know. No. These are the people who are going to tell you what they want you to know because that's what's going to sell. That's what's going to get them to. They're going to give it to you, and that's what's going to make you share it to other people so they make money.
Yeah,
that's not. Everybody should do a service to themselves by educating themselves.
Absolutely.
No matter what the topic is, always educate yourself. Do your own homework because if you just rely on, it's like playing a game of telephone. You know, so the cop, and this is a bad analogy maybe, but so, you know, the cop and George Floyd are there and the person videos it and then the news gets a hold of that and then that goes to a person, that goes to like somebody you know and they send it to you and maybe send you a message saying, oh, this is what happened. Well, if you don't do your own homework and look into it, you're going to go off face value.
Right.
And so you can't, that's what I think at this time, no matter whether it's race or this COVID or COVID-19 or anything that you do, just educate yourself.
Right. And you're absolutely right. But this is where I get just imagine in the midst of George Floyd, dying, getting killed or whatever, people were recording, right? Mm-hmm. Most of which are on Facebook Live.
Right.
So we're seeing that shit directly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We're seeing it. Everybody's seeing this shit. Facebook Live. So many people are in this fucking group watching this. But the media understands they're going to see it maybe a few hours later, a day later. You know, now they got to make a story out of this shit.
Yeah.
White cop kills black man in broad daylight. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the title.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've already seen it. You know?
Right.
But they understand because they're CNN and Fox. Notice, when one posts, they all post.
Yeah, well, because they all want to be, that's the biggest thing, is being the first one on the story.
Right.
And
they understand, they're so biased, they have audiences. So, if you're a fucking CNN watcher, you won't hear about it until CNN posts about it.
Yeah.
You know?
And if you do any research into how media works, and how people, and human behavior, they have to shorten the titles, because... Anything too long loses people's attention because they don't want to read.
Absolutely.
And so you shorten the title to White Cop Kills Black Man or whatever the case may be. Because it's short, it's easy, and it's boom, it hits the point. That's why they don't tell you what happened before. They don't tell you what's going to happen after or what's been happening since then. They have to tell you the main highlights to get your attention.
This is why Google is so brilliant to owning fucking YouTube, because they understand. I mean, think about it. Whenever we were coming up, we Googled something.
Yeah.
Literally Googled something, read on it, and forums. Kids nowadays, fucking YouTube shit. And they don't read shit. They watch a video.
Yeah.
But ultimately, fuck Google and YouTube. Who owns both of these shits? Disney.
Disney owns everything.
You know what I'm saying? Who else, who does Disney also own? ESPN. You know what I'm saying? They literally own everything, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
That's why Walt Disney froze himself so he can come back and be a trillionaire. You ever hear about that conspiracy theory?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I'm gonna send you. Yeah, for sure. I'm gonna send you some links from a buddy of mine, and it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
it makes a lot of sense. Well, we talked about a lot of shit. My boy here definitely got me a good buzz. Got myself a good buzz.
Sorry, dude.
But we just had to speak the raw, man. Honestly, like I told him off record, told Kate off record, I didn't want to touch too much on a racial subject, but that's where we're at right now. You know what I'm saying? So we're humans, and we have to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Whether you agree, disagree, please like and comment, subscribe, you know, in our, you know, in the Beer and Bullshit podcast for sure. Because I want to hear what you guys have to say. Honestly, I got to speak my truth. I can't hold back anything when it comes to being honest. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's white, black, green, yellow, I don't give a fuck. I was raised, you know, a certain way, and I have to speak on that. So I will forever speak my truth. Those are my last words. If my brother here has anything, you know, to add, let's hear it.
I don't think I have anything to add, man. I think you're right with, you know, we were talking about trying to avoid making this too much about race and, but this is where we're at right now. This is what's going on. This is what we're all dealing with. We can't really avoid what's in our face every day, you know? And I don't think we should avoid it. I think we should embrace it. And like I've been saying from the beginning of this is to educate ourselves. That's it, man. I mean, just educate yourself, man. Be open minded. That's a big one, man. Like we were talking about earlier. Be open minded, and don't be so stuck. Don't be so stuck in your ideas, right. And be open to other people and what they, you know, listen to their struggles and ask questions. That's why from the beginning of this, when all this when the George Floyd murder happened, and I started asking questions because I wanted to be educated before I spoke on it, and it's opened my eyes. So yeah. that's the only message I think I'd give to somebody: is just be educated, ask questions, be open minded, and learn about each other.
Yeah, and that's one thing I could say about you. I'm actually learning from you. If you don't know about something, like you don't speak on it. We've only had two episodes together, but just conversations, you know, in the past. If we're talking about something and you don't know what you're talking about, you will legit tell everybody in the fucking room, I got to do more research on it before I speak on it. Yeah. And I appreciate that.
Yeah. I told my sister the last episode we did together, she was telling me about some conspiracy theory, and I told her, I was like, I appreciate that.
Yeah, about the chip, yeah.
Yeah, I told her, I appreciate that, so I might have to look it up, though. I gotta do my research,
and I appreciate that, bro. Like, cause not everyone, we all have egos. I have an ego that I need to drop. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but
everyone,
we all have egos. But I appreciate that the whole, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're a student to life, and that's absolutely what's going to make you, you know what I'm saying? Like the next great podcaster, for sure, for sure.
I appreciate that, man.
For sure. Yeah, man. Until next time, everybody, I appreciate you guys tuning in, listening, following. Be sure to like and subscribe Beer and Bullshit Podcast on, mainly we're on Facebook right now, but it's also Beer in the letter N Bullshit Podcast on Instagram. Be sure to like and subscribe on that. I'll have links and all that shit in the description. Be sure to follow my buddy, Kate Fuller. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You guys will hear way more from him because I need his help. So be sure to tune in. I appreciate your help.
Yeah, man. My Instagram is @KateFuller_. And then my dog is actually a brand ambassador for this company. But I like what they're doing. And so I want to put this out there. It's thebuddybandana.com. If you use the promo code Fuller, you'll get 40% off your entire order. This company, they they donate a percentage of their proceeds to funding no-kill shelters and rehoming dogs. And so that's why we actually partnered up with them. But I feel like there's a lot of animal lovers around here, and I feel like it's important to get out there. So I wanted to put that out there for everybody.
For sure, bro. Until next time, everybody, we'll see you, motherfucker.